For the latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Australian singer and songwriter Emma Mullings this week launches her new single, Dream Again. The song is Emma's follow-up to Skinny Roads, which has garnered massive airplay throughout the country over the past few months. Skinny Roads topped the TCM chart for 3 weeks in June and July and has spent 15 weeks in the top 10, and that's just so far. Emma says the new song encourages us all to dream again. She says that when we're young, our dreams are charged with hope and expectation. But as the years go by, the disappointments of life can rob us.
I think it's easy to lose sight of the original dream because, you know what, so much happens in life. There's so much disappointment. There's so much distraction and life gets very full. And sometimes you're actually just trying to survive. And it's really easy, I think, to lose sight of the original purpose and the original dream that God actually placed in your heart.
Mullings says it's always worth trying to reignite your dreams.
I think God puts the dreams in your heart in the first place. Like if it's a God dream, he's actually put it there and it's not there to frustrate you. It's actually there because it's part of your purpose and your destiny. And I think it is always worth trying to dream again because you know what? You don't want to die with potential, but many actually do. You've only got one chance, one life. Make the most of it.
Mullings says the key to any dream is making sure it's what she calls a God dream, a dream that God has placed in your heart.
Sometimes we can conjure up things that, you know, might seem really awesome to us, but they're actually not God's best for us. And the God dream, that is actually going to be the most satisfying dream that you could ever possibly dream and ever possibly live out. The satisfaction that comes from dreaming the God dream, the purpose that God has placed in your heart. So I think sometimes God can, you know, reignite an old dream in a new season. And sometimes he can give you brand new dreams. In fact, often he does that when life has completely knocked you out and he has a way of just bringing about new dreams and new vision. And I think the key is always just to being in tune with him, spending time with him, listening to his voice and seeing what he has for you, because that is going to be the most satisfying thing that you could possibly do.
Dream Again is the second song from Emma's yet-to-be-titled EP that launches on iTunes next month. DC Talk released its legendary song Jesus Freak 21 years ago this week. The song was the lead single and title track to the American band's fourth album. DC Talk's Michael Tate, who's now lead singer of Newsboys, says that song changed the way people thought about Christian music. He says Jesus Freak introduced modern pop Christian music to mainstream audiences for the first time.
Back in the 70s, they were talking about, you know, all the believers that were intense and passionate about their faith. They were called Jesus Freaks. They were called freaks. So I'll never forget, when it came out, we toured Australia and Africa, and people would just go wild. You know, like in the States, the record already sold 500,000 copies while we were gone. And that fire and that people seeing that Christian music can have legs outside the Christian marketplace, because Virgin Records signed us and we sold 3.5 million records for Jesus Freak, and the world became acquainted with Christian contemporary music at that point.
In other news that's trending this week, Ben Archer, who was a part of the Easterfest team, has launched a new music blog supporting Australian music and musicians. The new site at resurgent.com.au is also looking for passionate writers. And Sydney band Lucas is in the studio recording its debut album. Lead singer Luke Munns, who's best known as one of the original members of United, has contributed to a number of worship projects in the past few years, including Hillsong's A Beautiful Exchange and C3 Music's Love Is. According to his group's Facebook page, their live worship performance at the Grove last year has now attracted more than 1 million online viewers. Great effort. That's all for this week. I'm Cam Want with the TCM Update.